This is Senator Al Simpson. Smoking anywhere, not just in the John, has been banned in a Michigan jail. Amazing what they found when the haze cleared. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, jails are usually as smoke-filled as one of your all-night poker games, but no longer in Macomb County, Michigan. There have been some changes made. The 800-man county jail is now smoke-free. That means no one, inmate, official, or visitor, can light up. The program was begun in order to improve inmate health, reduce fire hazards, and lower the cost of cleaning and maintenance. But the greatest benefit, which came as a total surprise, was the near cutoff of drug smuggling into the jail by visitors. Ted, Macomb County is way ahead of its time. Not only will they keep the clink drug-free, but they are saving lives from the hazardous cancer-causing effects of smoking. I say give them a pat on the back, but Lord, you'll probably give them one of your big fat cigars.
Al, it'd be nice if all smoke-free areas turned out to be drug-free areas, too. But we'll need a little more evidence than you just provided to prove there's a cause-and-effect relationship. What is clear is that cutting back on smoking has beneficial effects on health. I hope your sudden interest in smoke-free areas means you'll stop dragging your heels on other measures needed to curb tobacco use. Smoking is America's public health enemy number one, Al. 400,000 deaths a year. The abusive practices of the cigarette industry are targeting misleading advertising campaigns on women, minorities, and the young. Cigarette companies are spending $2.5 billion a year on ads to glamorize smoking. If you're serious about anti-smoking, Al, and not just posturing, join the effort in Congress to crack down on all forms of cynical cigarette advertising. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on ERA, Equal Rights for Women. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.